year. They're accused of committing sexual offences between 2012 and 2015, which they both reject. Our crime correspondent Martin Brunt explains.
I think the position is now that they're waiting for a Bucharest court to decide whether it's going to act on this UK warrant, and that throws up the possibility of an extradition, I suppose, to the UK.
A watchdog's launching a formal investigation into vet spills. During an initial review, the Competitions and Markets Authority found pet owners are struggling to access basic information like prescription costs. Around 60% of vets' practices are now owned by just six companies. These people in Epsom and Surrey feel they're paying too much.
My dog's got a lump under her arm and we can't do anything about it because we know they're going to, A, like, cut her open, and B, it's going to just be so expensive.
She had three teeth taken out under anaesthetic. That's £830.
Some vets are a lot cheaper than others, I will say that. You do have to shop around.
The Conservatives are under pressure to return money given by a donor who's apologised for saying former Labour MP Diane Abbott makes him want to hate all black women. Frank Hester gave the Tories £10 million last year. The Energy Secretary says there's a genuine prospect of blackouts if the UK doesn't build new gas power stations. Claire Cortino is giving a speech later that will insist they're needed as backups to renewable power. A ship taking almost 200 tonnes of food to Gaza has left a port in Cyprus. The Open Arms has been sailing out of Larnaca, towing a barge containing flour, rice and protein. And holders Chelsea will travel to Manchester United in the semi-finals of the Women's FA Cup. Emma Hayes' side beat the same opponents to lift the trophy last season. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
You're the only one who sees, puts my mind at ease. You're the only one who knows, points me back home.
won't embrace it. Why the feel for the need to replace me? You're on the runway, track on the good. I'm only painting a picture, telling what we could, but yeah, like a heart in a dash where it should. You done gave it away, you had it till you took it back. But I keep walking on, keep open doors, keep open for that the call is yours. Keep closing home, cause I don't wanna live in a broken home, girl, I'm back.
Finding everything, realizing you got the feeling. The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm, with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Baby, what do we hold on to? Baby, what do we hold on to?
go. Go, go, go. Go, 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 go
was letting go. The only joy that I have ever known. Girl, the lion. Just look around, and all of the people that we used to know, just giving up, they wanna let it go. But we're still trying. So you should know this love we shared was never made to die. I'm glad we're on this one-way street, just you and I, just you. Some people say that everything has got its place and time. Even the day must give way to the night. But I'm not buying. 'Cause in your eyes, I see a love that burns internally. And if you see how beautiful you are to me.
man once again. Just a friend on the wind seeking shelter. There's a crack in the sky and a light from on high.
Can't you see how much it means? feeling scared right now. You've lots on your mind. You have a journey you've gotta make. It's gonna take some time. It's time to walk away. You really shouldn't stay. There's just some things that you cannot save. It's time to walk away. Freedom from the pain of broken hearts and battle scars. You should know now is the time. Know that a shrine, the burning you feel when the stars are aligned. You don't have to wonder. Don't be afraid. Be self-assured. Every step that you take. For so long you haven't been yourself. Forgotten who you are. Mistakes won't get you far. It's time to walk away. You really shouldn't stay. There's just some things that you cannot say. It's time to walk away. Freedom from the pain of broken hearts and battle scars. You should know.
Same things, vibes, yeah. It's when we're too early to leave. that pop right here. You feel it?
Goose.
We rolling yet?
Goose.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Now you've got my dulcet tones. I've been caught in horrendous traffic very late in this morning, M25 Dartford Bridge. Let's have a little look, shall we? I've literally been stuck in the car for over, well, it's taken me over an hour. What's the time now? Oh, yeah, well over an hour. So, got caught in traffic. Everywhere was absolutely gridlocked around Thurrock. And by the looks of it, it still is. Let's have a look at the traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, here we go. Now, as I mentioned, M25 at the moment is absolutely chock-a-block. So we've got, let's have a little look here. What's happened there? Right, bear with me. Just going to have a quick look. We've got severe delays, which are on the A127 south in Arturo westbound between the A128, which is Tilbury Road, and the halfway house. Average speed is down to about 50 mile an hour. The M25 itself, lane closed Brook Street roundabout, heading all the way down towards Lakeside. You've got severe delays earlier due to a police incident on the M25 Dartford Tunnel anti-clockwise, and that's caused a massive gridlock all around there, and also all the side roads in Thurrock as well, and that's affecting traffic on the M25 right the way up nearly to the M11, and all the lanes as well. It's just terrible out there at the moment. Once you get sort of to into Worley, you've got a pretty okay journey.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'll be back with more. Just going to get a coffee. I'll come and have a chat.
I've seen you twice in a short time. Only a week since we started. It seems to me, for every time, I'm getting more open heart. I was an impossible case. No one ever could reach me. But I think I can see in your face.
Ella Henderson. The problem I had actually with the travel news, if I was coming out a little bit loud because headphones weren't working and I couldn't work out what it was, but it was the cable. So I thought, oh, what have I pressed? I've pressed the wrong thing. But anyway, I'm here now. I got caught in horrendous traffic. If you are heading on the M25 or you're trying to get towards Lakeside, I would put it off if I were you. There's traffic all around Thurrock. It is absolutely murder out there at the moment. And also it's raining. So that's traffic coming up from Watton's Green on the M25 towards Brook Street roundabout, and then trying to get off Brook Street, going round Brook Street roundabout, and then that's all the way down towards the Dartford Bridge, and then that area everywhere, where it be Purfleet, it's the A13, it's affecting all the little side roads. I managed to get down through North Ockingdon, down the lanes into Worley, and then all the lanes around this side, sort of Worley, were fine to get in eventually, but I was caught in traffic and I just couldn't get out of here. I came out the front door, I thought, there's a little bit of traffic, and I drove for a bit and I thought, well, I've gone the wrong way. If I'd have gone right instead of going left, I might have been okay. Probably would have been okay. Then I just thought, and just, do you know what? It's just traffic everywhere, and you're like, oh no, what's happening? It's traffic all over the place. So I'm here now, but about an hour, I've been in the car for about an hour and 20 minutes, sat there I wasn't seething. There was one, somebody pushed right in front of me though, I did get the hump with that, but other than that, I am here, I'm happy, and I've got my interview with JCass and Bajinda at 11:30. Going to be chatting to them, plus I've got some great music. The question of the day, Billy's already answered this one with a lovely little quip, but I have a thing at the moment, as you know, for a certain donut which is called a yum yum, and I will continue eating them every time I go in there. I buy one until I've eaten so many of them over like a couple of weeks or whatever, maybe a couple of week or one a week or whatever it is, and then I spoil myself and then I just cannot face them. So have you got any foods or sweets or chocolate or savouries that you overdid, you kept going, oh, that's so nice, I'm going to have another one, next week I'll have another one, and then now you're just like, nope, I can't, I just cannot. I think I was a bit like that with Marmite, because I used to have Marmite on toast every morning until I had that mix of Marmite and peanut butter, which I love peanut butter as well. And that, I had it once, thought it was lovely, had it again, it made me feel physically ill. Then I couldn't eat either peanut butter or Marmite for probably about 6 months. And after that, Marmite, I don't know what it is, it just... I do buy it, but I don't have it every day. I used to. I can eat peanut butter again, but Marmite, for some reason, not so much. I used to be a massive fan. Massive fan. But there we go. So I'm going to be chatting to JCass and Bajinda at 11:30 about their track, Can I Live, featuring Brianna Marin as well. I'm absolutely loving that track. And you can find out more online. I've got to have a little sip of coffee on. I haven't had my normal sort of like 20 cups of coffee so far this morning. Shall we play some music? I think we should. This track is out at the moment. Beat Bakery and Holly Berry, So Hot, which is really kind of what we need in this weather.
I really want you. I know you feel it. You say you want me, but do you mean it? Yeah.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now let's have a look at what you can get up to in and around Brentwood and Billericay. A botanist or not, plant origins, history and cultivation. Monday the 18th of March, the Chantry Centre at Chantry Way, Billericay. A talk by Jacqueline, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society, between 8pm and 10pm. 3pm visitors are also welcome. Refreshments will be available. Loads more to do on our events guide. Check out our website or the wsphoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Oh, I've got my tea. Do you know what? I bought in a low fat, well, zero fat yogurt, which I'm going to have. Do you know what I had for breakfast, actually? I had cheese on toast. I don't know why. I couldn't face sort of peanut butter this morning, so I had cheese on toast. I've gone off cereal again for a couple of weeks, but it will come back into my life. What foods have you gone off of? You can let me know. Look for Eat My Brunch. You can find me on all socials and on TikTok, on Facebook and Instagram. We're going to head up to the news and then we're going to start the hour afresh, plus my interview with JCAS and Virginia.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.